What's going on, everyone? It's Veronica Harris. Today, we're going to be recapping the Miami Heat versus the Toronto Raptors. This game took place Sunday down in Miami, where you want to know what? The sand is beautiful, the sun is hot, and it is not Canadian weather. Oh my goodness, what I would have done to be down in Miami. Paul Jones, I saw him on Instagram, who's reading the game report while lying poolside tanning in Miami on Sunday, and I just felt so jealous. And Paul, I hope you got a nice little tan. Before you know it, you will be back in Toronto. Toronto will face LA Lakers this coming Thursday at 8 o'clock p.m. Make sure you guys don't miss that. Set your PVR. Don't make sure you guys have enough data saved on your phone, because that will be one heck of a game. Lucky for me, I like to be optimistic, and I think that that spring is just around the corner. So although it may not be Miami weather, it will be a lot nicer than it actually is right now. Now, I can't neglect to mention that thanks to Milwaukee's win against Charlotte Saturday night, the Toronto Raptors have clinched a playoff spot for the sixth year in a row. Sixth year, that's absolutely, for a team that just started in 95, that's pretty good. That's pretty fantastic. For Toronto fans, this is obviously great news. It's one step closer. For the rest of the league, although it did seem inevitable, this is not good news for them or their team. Now, this doesn't mean the Raptors can give up. Just because you clinch a playoff spot doesn't mean that you're done. They still need to finish the season strong in order to keep Kawhi from leaving the season, because I have a strong feeling if they don't win, to be honest with you, the championship this year, I don't see Kawhi staying. As much as I want him to stay, I think he's a good fit for Toronto, I truly don't. But let's get to it, let's get to the game. Speaking of Kawhi, there were no number two jersey on the floor, but they were number one. My favorite Toronto Raptor, Patrick McCaw, gets a start alongside Green, Siakam, Lowry, and Ibaka. Now, Leonard would sit this out, possibly as well as tomorrow's game in Cleveland. That we aren't sure of right now, but my guess is he will rest up to welcome the Lakers Thursday. McCaw did a really good job putting up 10 points, going 3-for-4 for the field. Getting his start, I think, is a huge boost of confidence for McCaw. McCaw is one of the players with the most playoff experience on that team. Let's not forget that he did win two championships with the Golden State Warriors before coming to Toronto. Danny Green hits two back-to-back three-point shots on the fast break. Green was a key player in this game, having a plus 15 rating and contributing 15 points. He will be a force to be reckoned with come the playoffs, because very, very few players can catch up to him and block his shot beyond the arc, especially in the transition. I mean, this guy gets the ball beyond the arc, up, you see that little wrist, you see his wrist dangling, you know it's in. On to the next play, Mr. Wade goes up with a crafty circus shot, hoping to bring his Heat a little bit closer to the lead. Does he stop? Should he retire? I don't think so. I think he still has a whole lot of play left in him, and I think he's fun to watch. I want this Wade tour to keep going. Let's go. Give us another round, give us some more shirts. Let's go, D-Wade. Wade also put up 15 points. Now, let's get to a little fun fact. Wade wears number 3 because he is a close follower of Christianity, and it was chosen because of the Holy Trinity. Some may say the Holy Trinity were LeBron, Wade, and Bosh back down in Miami. I don't know. I'm just relaying what I've heard. All right, guys. The only time the Miami Heat led in this game were the first minute of play. Safe to say Toronto would take it. With help from all-star and team leader Kyle Lowry, Lowry did lead the game with yet another double-double, 24 points, 10 rebounds, and a rating of plus 31. Now, as mentioned earlier, Toronto will continue to stay on the road, but away from the soft white beaches, and head to Never Never Land, aka Cleveland, aka Never Never Going to Win. Tip-off is at 7 o'clock p.m. Let's see if Toronto can continue this win streak and make it 3 in a row. Toronto takes this 125-104. Now, I don't want you guys to forget that the Miami Heat will be going to Toronto to play for Dwayne's last round ever, because as much as I like it or not, he is retiring after this year. The Heat come to town April 7th. That is a Sunday. That is going to be a noon game. So you guys have lots of time afterwards to go out and celebrate D-Wade being in the city. That's it for me today, guys. Thank you so much for listening. I truly, truly, truly appreciate it. And I will be recapping tomorrow night the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Toronto Raptors. My prediction, Toronto wins this one 130-82. Let's see. Have a good night. Thanks, everybody.